You know, sometimes a person spends so much of their energy trying to control something that it starts to feel like that thing controls them. And with binge eating, it can feel exactly like that. Like a dictator inside your own skin, planning, sneaking, numbing, regretting. A pattern so well worn that even when you hate it, it's hard to imagine life without it. And isn't it strange how something you don't want can start to feel familiar, even safe in a way? Because at least you know how it ends. But here's something people rarely tell you. That behavior, even the one you wish would go away, isn't your enemy. It's a messenger. It's been trying, in its own misguided way, to help you survive. So the answer isn't to fight it, not to punish yourself, not to just stop. Because willpower doesn't work against an unconscious habit that's been trying to soothe something deeper. The real path forward is partnership with the part of you that's been holding that pain, with the part of you that's been offering relief the only way it knew how. You don't heal a wound by hiding it. You heal it by listening to it and giving it exactly what it actually needs. This session will help you do just that. Not by force, not by shame, but by compassion, by connection, by giving your unconscious mind a new role to play, one that leads to strength, not sabotage. So for now, you can simply let go. Let the world fade for a little while. Let the body grow quiet. Let the mind soften around the edges. There's no right way to relax. There's just your way. And you might even notice how as your breath slows down, something inside you begins to listen more deeply. Not the conscious part. Not the part that judges, analyzes, debates, but the part beneath that, the part that already knows what you need to heal. Now imagine you're walking through a quiet garden. No one else is there, just you and the earth. Gentle sound of wind through the trees. This is your inner world. This is the place where decisions are made before you even realize it. The place where behaviors begin. And as you walk through this garden, you come to a small bench under the shade of an old tree. And sitting there is someone familiar. It's not you exactly, but it's a part of you. The part that's been binge eating, trying to help, trying to soothe, trying to keep you safe. Only way it knew how. There's a story about a guard who worked in a village tower. Every day he stood watch for danger. And when anything threatened the village, he rang the bell. Even if it was just wind in the trees or a stranger passing by, he rang the bell. Because long ago, he missed something real. And the village suffered. So now, he never rests. And the villagers grew tired of the noise. But when they finally sat with him, when they asked why, he cried. cried. Because he wasn't trying to hurt them. He was trying to protect them. And in that moment, they gave him a new role. Not just to warn, but to watch with wisdom. To help, not harm. And the bell only rang when it really needed to. And now, as you sit on this bench in the garden, you look at this part of you, this inner guardian, and you say, "Thank you for helping. Thank you for trying to comfort me. But we're safe now. We can choose something new. Let's find a better way together." And something shifts, gently, powerfully. This part of you no longer needs to overeat, because now it knows there are other ways to soothe, other ways to feel safe, other ways to come home. And now, I wonder how soon you'll begin to notice. Maybe it's tomorrow, or next week, or maybe it's later tonight. That moment when stress rises, and instead of reaching for food, you pause, you breathe, and something inside says, "We don't need that anymore." Maybe you go for a walk, text a friend, drink water, cry, laugh, speak the truth, feel your feelings, because you're no longer under the dictatorship. You're no longer driven by the urge. You've remembered your power, and it feels so good to be free. In a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5. And when I reach 5, you'll return fully to the room, refreshed, empowered, at peace. 1, the garden begins to fade. 2, your awareness returns to the body. 3, the inner shift stays with you. 4, clarity rising in your chest. 5, eyes open, wide awake, and free. And over the days ahead, you'll begin to realize this change is real. It's not about willpower. It's about inner partnership. And you've just made a new agreement with the part of you that needed love the most. So treat yourself gently. Listen with compassion. And keep coming back to the truth. You are safe now. You are strong now. Finally free.